Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Well, someone must have lit these torches. Let's keep looking.
The Brady boys never thought their vacation in Hawaii would end up in an ancient burial cave. The family goes to Hawaii with Mike while he works on a job for his firm. At the construction site, Bobby and Peter find a small idol. They're unaware that according to ancient Polynesian belief, the idol is an evil taboo, bringing bad luck to all who touch it. First, Bobby is almost hit by a heavy wall decoration while he wears the idol around his neck. Then Greg is wearing the idol when he has a terrible wipeout while surfing. And when Peter is wearing it, he has an unwelcome visitor in the night. Then the boys learn about the ancient taboo from an old Hawaiian gentleman. He tells them that the evil curse can only be broken by returning the idol to the ancient burial ground of the island kings. The boys are unaware that they're being shadowed by a mysterious stranger.
Probably just kicked a rock.
But we're just standing here.
Oh, you guys and your imagination.
That wasn't my imagination. My imagination doesn't creak.
Okay, so something creaked.
What could creak in here?
Dead bones could creak.
Oh, I can feel it in my bones, Alice. Something's wrong.
Oh, I'll bet they'll be home any minute. You know those guys. When they're having fun, they forget about everything.
Not dinner. Oh, Mike, did you find the bus driver?
Yeah, he remembers the boys getting off the bus, but he doesn't remember exactly where.
Maybe we ought to call the police.
Tell them what, honey? The boys are a little late?
He's right, Mrs. Brady. It's like I said before. They forget about everything when they're having fun.
Dead end.
Just say end. Don't say dead. I'm with him.
Oh, Oliver.
Oliver, how could I have been so careless? I should have covered the entrance to the cave better. Those children are going to ruin everything. I've got to get rid of them.
You guys, come on.
We're going to be in a lot of trouble with Mom and Dad.
Yeah, we shouldn't have done this.
You're both just scared. Why don't you admit it?
I'm not scared.
Okay, you stay here while I go look down there.
I'm scared. We admit it.
Did you hear that, Oliver? I really did frighten them. Now to finish the job.
I think that we should tell Mom and Dad where they went.
Jan's right. We should tell them.
But we gave our promise that we wouldn't. I say we wait a little longer.
Another dead end.
I tell you, there's nobody here. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
If that's nobody, I don't want to meet him.
Don't panic. All right, we know someone's in here, so come out, whoever you are.
Darn it, they went the wrong way.
Well, Oliver, if I can't get rid of them one way, I'll get rid of them another. All right. I tried to frighten you, but you wouldn't go. Now come on out. I've got you trapped.
Why didn't you tell us this before?
Well, because we promised the boys that we wouldn't.
Oh, honey, you know better than that. You don't keep a promise like that if you know it might hurt someone.
Where'd they go?
You don't know.
But the boys did say that they were going to take the idol back to some old burial ground.
Well, didn't they say where it was?
No, but old Mr. Hanalei told them about it. He works for the construction company, Dad.
Well, I think we better have a talk with Mr. Hanalei.
Right.
Well, this is definitely a fly in the ointment, Oliver. A sticky wicket. What are we going to do with these boys, Oliver?
He keeps calling that thing Oliver.
When you've been alone as long as I have, you need companionship, someone to talk to.
Well, sure. Everybody needs a friend.
Yeah, but the point is, what are you doing here? Nobody knows about this cave but me.
Well, we just stumbled onto it.
Honest. We came to the burial ground to bring back the little idol.
Idol? What idol?
In Greg's pocket.
Which one is Greg?
The big one.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, it's exquisite. It's a most important archaeological find. Oh, you naughty. Naughty boys. You didn't bring this here. You found it while you've been here in this cave.
No, we didn't. We found that back in Honolulu.
Don't lie to me. You found a find that I didn't find.
Honest, mister. We didn't find a found that you didn't find.
Stubborn, aren't you? Huh? Well, I can wait. I can wait a long, long time because you're never going to leave here until you tell me the truth.
I did nothing wrong.
We're not blaming anybody, Mr. Hanalei. If you just tell us where our boys went.
I did nothing wrong.
Please, Mr. Hanalei.
The boys are lost. They haven't come back.
They did not come back?
No. Won't you please help us?
That is bad. I will tell you what I told them.
Boy, those beans sure look good.
Well, all you have to do is spill the beans and they're yours.
Mister, we're telling you the truth about the idol.
Yeah, that's right. Mr.,
Not Mr., Professor. Professor Hubert Whitehead.
You're a professor?
Professor of archaeology.
Archaeology. That's about digging up ruins, isn't it?
Ruins and bones and mummies. Other fun things. I don't suppose any of you have ever heard of me, huh?
No, I don't think we have.
No, nobody has. That's my problem. You know, I remember once when I was digging along the Nile. With Carruthers, the wretched chap Carruthers. I never could stand him. He was always winning, you know what I mean?
Oh, I know a guy like that.
Well, we were searching for the lost tomb of a pharaoh, and we almost had it narrowed down to the exact spot when Carruthers suggested that I search one way while he searched another.
What happened?
Carruthers found the tomb.
And you?
I got lost.
That's tough luck, Professor.
Is that what you're doing here now? Looking for stuff for a museum?
Museums? I've turned my back on the academic world. There are treasures buried in this cave that are worth a fortune. A fortune! And they're mine. All mine.
You mean you're gonna steal it?
Please. I prefer to think of it as proper compensation for past injustices. That's why you're going to tell me where you found that idol, because wherever it was, there's bound to be more.
We already told you back in Honolulu.
I want the truth. You're somebody's children, aren't you?
Yep.
And we'd like to keep it that way.
Precisely why you're going to tell me where you found that idol. Now you think about it. While I go reheat my beans.
That guy's a real ding-a-ling.
Yeah. We gotta get out of here.
Don't worry. When he tied us up, I kept some slack in my rope. Should be out of this in a minute.
Honey, are you sure this is the right place?
From what Mr. Honnelly said, it has to be.
Oh, it's not going to be easy to find them in here at night.
No, but we're going to find them. Come on.
Don't make a sound.
Thought you could get away from the old professor, didn't you? Didn't you? Very naughty of you trying to run away.
We're sorry, Professor.
Yeah, we just lost our heads.
Shh, don't give him any ideas.
This foolishness has got to stop. Either you tell me where you found that idol, or I'm going to take what treasure I can, leave you tied here in this cave, and go. Now start talking.
I have something to tell you, Professor.
What?
Your beans are burning.
Oh, good heavens.
I had to get rid of him for a minute so we could figure out what to do.
We told him the truth. He won't believe us.
Yeah, we found the idol in Honolulu.
This time we'll lie. We gotta stall for time.
What good will that do?
The girls know where we are, right? They'll tell Mom and Dad, and they'll come and get us.
But you made the girls promise to keep a secret.
That's the point. Those blabbermouths never keep a secret.
Well, I hope you're right.
Now, we'll stall for time. And even if Mom and Dad don't come, something else might happen.
I can think of lots of things that can happen.
Me too. And I don't like any of them.
Hey, look.
What is it?
That's popcorn. And it leads away from here just like a trail.
Oh, and Bobby's always eating popcorn.
That's right. I'm sure it's a trail. Come on, honey. We're going to find it.
A professor?
A word of thanks. You saved my beans, boy.
Oh, well, good.
Now, let's get on with it. Are you prepared to tell me where you found that idol, the precise spot in this cave?
That's the trouble. We don't remember exactly. You see, we found it while you were trying to scare us away.
Shall we believe him, Oliver?
Believe us, Oliver. Believe us.
If you untie us, Professor, we're sure we can help you find the exact spot.
All right. All right, I'll untie you. But don't try to run away, because if you do...
We get the point.
Hey. There's some more popcorn, honey.
Maybe it's not Bobby's. Maybe it's been there for days.
No, no. With all the birds around here, not a chance. Come on, honey, let's go.
I thought you knew exactly where you found it.
Well, I didn't mean exactly, Professor. I meant exactly in the exact location. Not the exact spot in the exact location, exactly. Understand?
Exactly.
You do?
Well, I mean, I now believe that you found the idol in Honolulu. So, there's only one thing to do.
Let us go?
Wrong. I have no choice.
Do we have a choice?
No. I'm going to tie you up again and get out with my treasures. All right, now, move. All right, over there.
Hey, this is my tiki. That's my tiki.
Miss Tiki, you over there.
Oh, for goodness sake, take any tiki.
Mike, this must be the burial ground.
Sorry if I frightened you, boys. I never really meant to hurt you. When I get into town, I'll send someone back to let you go. Would you like some beef?
Mom! Dad!
Over here!
Oh, boys! Are you all right?
Yeah, well, glad you're here.
Now everybody knows about my secret cave. It's become a tourist attraction.
Listen, I don't know who you are or what you're doing, but you've got a lot of explaining to do.
Yes, I suppose I do owe you that. So... let me say once again how sorry I am that I frightened you boys, Mr. Brady. All I ever really wanted was a place of my own in the academic world, and now I've sunk to crime. I'm an archaeological dropout.
Well, Professor, you didn't really think you'd get away with stealing all these treasures, did you?
Well, one has hopes.
Well, what if you reported the cave and the treasures to the state of Hawaii?
Well, I've thought about that, but... somehow, some way, somebody else would get the credit for it.
Well, not if you had five witnesses who would swear that you found it.
Five witnesses?
Me, my boys, and my wife.
Then I'd be assured of reporting a major archaeological find.
Right.
You do that for me?
Sure.
I'd be famous. Oh, Oliver. Oliver, did you hear that? I've done it. I've made a discovery of my very own. Me, Oliver, me. Oh, Oliver.
Well, we found it, the tomb of the first king.
And we put the taboo idol back.
Honey, you know there's some very weird things in here.
Oh, you're telling me.
Oliver. Oliver.
Well, that's just Oliver.
Thank you. Tonight, with this luau, we celebrate the illustrious Dr. Whitehead's amazing archaeological discoveries. And his appointment as developer and curator of the museum's new Whitehead Wing. He also wished to honor the Brady family, who helped make his discovery possible. We consider them kama'ainas, old Hawaiian friends. Aloha, pumihana.
Aloha.
Let us rejoice. As tradition demands, you must sound the horn of brotherhood.
Come on, sweetheart. Good. Forget it. Come on, Alan.
I think my lip is gone.
Small boy has big lung. Now let the luau continue.
Evening. Oliver would have loved it.
Oh, honey, this has been an absolutely marvelous vacation.
It'll be a real marvel if we can get everything packed so we can go home.
Yeah.
All those guys ready, Dad.
Great. Hey, Bob, come here. Give me a hand. Now, hop up there. That's it.
Boy, am I glad we're not taking that bad luck idol home with us.
Honey, that's not a bad luck idol.
Right. The bad luck is all in your head.
What about Greg getting hit on the head with the surfboard?
Well, it was good luck he wasn't really hurt, right?
Yeah.
What about the spider that crawled on Pete?
He was lucky it wasn't poisonous.
Oh, I get it. I guess it just depends on how you look at things.
Exactly.
There, okay. Oh. Well, I broke my sandal. What rotten luck.
No, that's good luck.
Good luck?
Sure. You're lucky your foot wasn't in it. It all depends on how you look at things.